This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
This guy said, need to remain anonymous, but I'm having an issue with my sex life. Quick summary. I'm engaged. We've been together for 10 years, though. We already have two kids. They are 9 and 2, two boys. We live in a townhouse, only 2 bedrooms. Therefore, we actually share our master bedroom with our 2-year-old. We are constantly fighting over sex. She thinks it is completely wrong to be wild and crazy while there's a 2-year-old sleeping on the other side of the room. Yeah. I think the opposite. He never wakes up. It's not like either of us are super loud during sexy time. I'm just wanting to see how other listeners deal with this. Am I in the wrong for wanting sex while our 2-year-old child is sleeping? Let me know.
I mean, you gotta get him a room, right?
Well, they don't have a room to get him. But why wouldn't they put the two kids together? I guess a 9-year-old and a 2-year-old, there's too big of a separation there. Can't trust them together.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
Seems like you should do it in the bathroom or something. To have a sleeping child in the room while you fornicate is...
I agree.
It's weird.
Should he go to the living room or something?
It's
too weird.
Well, I think, just go into the, you know, maybe... Yeah. You know,
find another spot.
Go to the couch. Go into the shower. Bend her over over the tub or whatever.
There you go. Bend her over the tub.
You sit on the toilet. Yeah. She can ride you.
Okay. Sure, there you go. Yeah.
A lot of things. You could bend her over the sink.
I like Andy's bathroom sex tips.
You can get legs up over the sink. Like, sit her on the sink and the legs up.
Oh, you could do the Dave and bring her to the laundry room.
Oh, you can put her on the washing machine.
Yeah, the Dave
cycle.
That seems like more of an open space. Like, if the door is, they want privacy.
Well, a lot of times there's a door now.
Yeah. Yep.
Unless it's stackable.
Yeah.
It's stackable. There's no goddamn
issue. Yeah, there's still a little room. You got to.
You get hurt. Dave loads a chick in there.
And he'll get a.
He puts her on the spin.
Enough.
You're going to get bruised backbones.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll say this. This is a bit different.
Okay. I like that.
I think two is too old. I think that by then they realize stuff. I mean, they may not know what's going on, obviously, but they know something. I think if, like, there was a newborn that was sleeping in a crib on the other side of the room, that's different. Maybe that's okay. But by the time they hit two...
Yeah, like a little... even still, I just, like, would have... I would have trouble getting into sex mode if there was a sleeping child in the room.
And I agree.
And even sex in front of pets is weird.
Yeah, I totally agree.
So weird. Dude.
I take Jameson out of that room, and you're going outside, buddy. He whines outside the door, but too bad. Because he'd look at us like, what are they up to?
Dude, my dog looks at me with the weirdest stare when we're done. It's like, what?
Well, he probably thinks you're killing mom. You're killing mom. You know, you're killing mom.
Yeah, she's like, what are you doing?
What did you do to my mama? She's like, Tweets, what did you just do?
Yeah.
You sick, sick human.
Huh.
But yeah,
where your mouth goes.
I definitely wouldn't do this. I wouldn't be able to do it knowing, I've said it before, knowing that someone is on the other side of a wall. I can't get after it.
But like a kid, a sleeping kid?
Not anyone. Like even in a hotel, like if I can hear that there's someone on the other side of the room, I would never be able to have sex in a hotel room. Hearing really? The
hotel
other
rooms
people.
Are made for sex.
No, I disagree. They're made for families to be on vacation. No,
not when you're actually. Just with your partner.
That's what they're made.
No, they're not
for.
Actually. They're
most
made for
of
you
them
to bang.
Are. And if you, especially if you hear like kids like carrying on in the room next to you, I'm not there to put
well,
on
I mean,
a
not,
audio
you're not
porno,
howling an and
audio,
screaming at the top
you're not,
of your lungs.
You're
would
not.
You hear
some
that
people
before?
Are
like people having sex in a hotel or something before. With your
I've heard it, but not as a youngster or anything. This is my own. Just it's oh. my own. Just weird. I don't think you should do it.
Bugaboo
thing.
You don't think you should have sex at all?
No, I think it's fine.
Just
I
quietly.
Think you have to quietly
yeah,
and then. But I'll tell you what, it would knock me right out of my headspace if I heard like. Jumping around and whatever.
I've never heard anyone have sex in a hotel.
I've heard people have sex at 2 or 3 a.m. in Vegas.
And I was like, God damn
like
it!
That.
I was like, God damn! But I don't want to be that guy.
I've never heard it in Vegas either. I don't know.
You've just been lucky.
Yeah,
I guess so.
I've heard.
I knocked
it for
myself
sure.
out.
You know who didn't care about thin walls when I was growing up with my father.
Oh, no? Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure.
Do you think now, has that scarred you?
Yeah, it's not great.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. It's done stuff to you.
Yeah.
A lot of music festivals, you know.
Yeah. All right. You think I would be? Well, I am, I guess. Yeah. You know, maybe
yours
I
was like you did that thing that a lot of people do with trauma where you made it into something else and then you tucked it away.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
And then it spurts out every once in a while. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just remember being like 15, 16 years old trying to sleep. I'm just like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
We just talked about that, you know,
my thunder down.
My big reveal that I, you know, my dad fell out of the shower when my mom and dad were showering together.
Yeah, which they did all the time.
And he broke the toilet. And my mom, because my mom talks about anything, right? And it's too much.
Yeah.
But she, I don't know, someone mentioned that to her, that they heard it on the show. And
oh, gosh,
I know,
really?
Horrible. But she's like, oh my God. Do you remember your Uncle Derek calling you? I'm like, no. Again, I must have tucked it away.
Yeah.
I guess this shower thing, that wasn't a one-time deal.
No.
My mom and dad showered together all the time.
Yeah.
And she said that my Uncle Derek yelled at them one night because he called the house. You know, it's like, hello, Tweety David. And, and he's like, oh, David, let me speak to your dad. And I said, oh, they're in the shower. No, he said, oh, okay, let me speak to your mom. I said, oh, she's in the shower, too.
Oh, no.
And he's like, oh, for God's sakes, are you kidding me?
Dave's so then, in control.
Then he came over to the house and, like, yelled at them for having showers together while the wee David was home.
I just like that you were running the household.
I know, yeah, I was.
Dave did a lot.
It's like apples and cinnamon, it's wee David.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, taking the phone shower together.
What's up, again? Uncle Derek? Listen, I'm just making dinner. Mom and Dad are actually in the shower. They were on the balcony for a bit smoking that weird thing. Smelling like a skunk. And then took it right to the bathroom after that.
It's true. My mom told me, like, at 10, I made, like, steak and baked potatoes for them.
At 10?
At 10.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was running the deal.
Yeah. You were.
They were too busy.
And you were watching TV.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, just absorbing it as much as
all the jingles.
Can't you tell now what's happened? They sat Dave down, and they went to the TV, and they cranked it.
Yeah.
They cranked it. And then when Dave was like, why is it so loud? His dad was like, because I can't hear, boy. Cranked it all the way up. And then they hit the shower.
Oh, God. Jeez.
That's not a good thought.
He fell out of the shower.
Yeah, he fell out of the shower. Broke the toilet because they were saving water.
Yeah.
Saving
a lot.
Water.
That's all the time they saved water. They saved a lot of water.
I did. And then that kid did come back to me. I did push it back because I remember, like, we'd be running late and they're like, oh, we're going to have to shower together because, you know, we got to get ready.
Do you have any recollection of how long their showers would take?
No, I don't want to remember.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, because I understand you're saving water, but then if you're in there...
Yeah, for 45 minutes, you're saving a lot of water.
Jeez, yeah, full show.
I can't imagine that. Like, I'm trying to put myself in your shoes, so my parents do that.
Yes.
I can't imagine that ever happening.
Yeah.
No.
That would be really awkward.
Yeah, I will do my life. This has shaped me to the best I am.
Yep.
Huh.
Yeah. I almost have zero recollection of my mom ever even being around the shower. Like, it was such a private
separate thing.
Yeah.
Now, the Bryster would just walk around.
I think if you hypnotized Dave and had him go back to those days, like, he'd be like one of those alien abduction people where he'd be like,
They're
not showering.
Yeah.
They're not showering at all. Oh, jeez, I can hear everything.
You're going
to
wake up. It's okay.
Yeah, one, two, three. Snapping. It won't snap out of it. It's a nightmare.
I don't ever want to go back to that time. I've escaped.
Yeah, you can never go back knowing what you know now.
No, I can't.
But I do think that their sexual nature set you up for, you know, your sexual escapades.
It's very cool that they love each other so much.
Yes.
Is,
yeah, you know,
still oh my God, it's yeah. so rare.
Yeah.
It's such
they
a
celebrated
really,
their 50th anniversary.
My right. dad loved a lot of women.
Exactly.
And I heard just a bunch
one.
Of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
Different styles.
I guess there's the other way you can look at it, but just, yeah. just you know what? Don't styles. don't do what my parents did to Wee David. Just keep it a little more discreet if you could
right.
for your kids.
Yeah,
right.
you should
yeah.
hide it.
Daniel's with us. Hey Daniel, how are you?
Hey, prepare to peg.
Prepare to peg, so the enemy draws nigh. Put that little David in front of the TV.
Oh,
prepare to peg.
No, no.
Oh, no.
No.
Peg.
Pegging.
Jeez.
All right, Daniel. Go ahead.
All right, so I went through this situation with my old lady a few years back. The kid's four now, but I'll just tell this guy what I told her. It is super weird. And generally, I feel like you should have more respect for your own kid than to be, you know, banging right next to him.
Yeah, so yeah. you're saying don't bang with the kid in the room.
Yeah.
Definitely do not bang with the kid in the room.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good call.
Man. I think yeah. we're all on the yeah. same page there.
Yeah. But, like, you could end up with someone who doesn't care. That's one of the weird things about life is that you could end up being with someone who's like, they don't care that their parents are right in, on the other side of the wall. They don't care about anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, my God, what do you do? I don't know what you do.
Yeah.
You fight for your own.
I mean, it's just like you got the kids. It's sex.
I just think that no matter if they don't realize what's going on, I think it still does something.
Yeah, like it's stuck in their head. You know what? A child's brain.
Somewhere back there.
All they know, it's like if a child... All of a sudden, like if an alien was in a child's room, right? They might not get it. It might get pushed back in their brain, but it does something to you. The trauma of it, right? So yeah. the trauma of seeing what looks like mom and dad naked wrestling, and that's what they tell you it is.
Yep.
Your brain knows they're lying.
I am thankful that I never saw anything.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, yeah.
I can't imagine what pile driver, weird, crazy insanity my dad was doing to
exactly.
ladies.
You didn't see your dad lying nude, naked on the floor?
No, never once.
After falling out of the shower?
No, but...
Consider yourself lucky.
I feel like kids know at least sometimes when their parents are making up a story on the spot. Especially
oh, yeah.
as they start
oh,
to
yeah,
get as sure. you start to get older.
A lot of kids are smarter than you think.
You're like... Well, that was a good try, but I know that's wrong.
I just remember being like, you know, because my dad got married for the second time, and I was probably like 8 or 9, so it was like a new lady.
Yeah.
And I just remember just being like, what did you guys do last night?
Yeah.
Maybe keep it down for the kids.
Wow.
Sierra, one more comment on this.
I've already started smoking.
Hi, Sierra. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing okay. What's your comment?
Don't do it. Just let your kid, just wait until your kid's not around. My mom and me, we used to share the same room when I was like, I don't know, probably like 4. And I remember waking up and her, like, getting it on. And it's awkward. I had to go back to sleep because what am I going to say? Mm. Like, I still remember that stuff. Like,
yeah, 4 is yeah, where you'll yeah. remember.
You shouldn't remember anything that happened to you when you were 4.
Yeah,
scarred her. You'll start to remember things, though.
Scarred her.
At yeah. that age.
Yeah, sharing a room with your parents, that's not cool.
But your goal as a parent is to... keep your kids out of therapy when they're older as best you can.
Right.
Save them hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Yes. Yeah.
So therapy.
Take your lusty ways to either a different part of the house or move your 2-year-old in with your 9-year-old. But you can't do it with your 2-year-old in the room anymore.
Yeah.
Bottom yeah. line, we're all on the same page on this. So
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A couple has been kicked off a cruise just one day into their 2-week Caribbean vacation for allegedly having sex too loudly.
There you go.
That's what we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The pair, who were reported to have left their balcony door open while banging, were ordered by the crew on the ship to disembark in Barbados.
How old are they?
It doesn't say. They're from Germany. They booked their holiday.
Really weird.
They booked their holiday aboard the Mein Schiff 5.
It's the Mein Schiff 5.
Mein Schiff 5. They were left stranded, they say, on Barbados without their suitcases after this happened. While the vessel was anchored off Barbados, Renate F. and her husband, Volker.
Renate, we don't even have our suitcases anymore.
Volker.
But the only thing is, that's how we...
Volker!
Our sex is always loud and aggressive.
And they had a problem with it.
They said they were having very loud, consensual sex, but forgot their balcony door was open. Afterwards, Renate said the pair began arguing, but there was no violence or anything like that. Volker was in the shower, and Renate was smoking a cigarette on their balcony when someone from the cruise ship came on to their room and said, "You've got to get off right now."
So they had...
At least get your stuff.
Yeah.
After suitcases,
disembarking in Barbados, they say they were stranded. They were forced to pay thousands to catch a flight. They had to fly to Paris and then take a train home to Germany. They're now suing this company for damages, including compensation for pain and reimbursement for travel expenses.
What did they do? Can't you just tell them to quiet down? Well, like, give them a warning?
Is there something in your ticket that says you can't have loud sex?
I don't know.
It's probably you can't be unruly, or you can't, like, it's sure it doesn't say sex, but I'm sure it can't cause a disturbance.
Right.
That's ways around it. And I'm sure in every ticket it says they can eliminate your trip at any moment.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If they deem your
totally normal German sex.
Normal
gets
German
loud,
sex.
There's fire. They're all clad in latex. Sometimes we can't see.
Most times.
And there's a lot of feces.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there are screams.
The terms and conditions on the Mein Schiff says that if they are causing any distress to others, they can terminate that passenger's travel arrangements without any liability on the carrier's part, and the passenger won't be entitled to a refund for any unused or missed services as a result.
See, don't be next to me with your German sex.
They were really excited for that cruise, huh? Yeah.
Well, no, you know what? You're just killing time.
I know,
you're
it's
so
the most
bored.
Boring time.
You're so bored,
going to the place and coming back.
Oh, my God. I mean, you might as well do something. Yeah. I might as well tie you up and get wax all over you and tar and feather you. Yeah. And I might as well
tar and feather.
That's a bit extreme.
What else am I going to do?
That's a bit extreme.
What are we going to do?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Shit.
Add some ropes.
I'm looking up the Mein Schiff 5 here.
Yeah, I'm sure it's fine.
See what this big boat. Yeah,
and it's a German boat, right?
It is a German boat, yeah.
Yeah, so they should have been used to all that.
Yeah, they probably have hooks and everything on the walls.
They must have been so crazy if they freaked out other Germans.
And then they just left their luggage.
Right. Yeah,
you're right.
I wouldn't leave a cruise ship without all my stuff.
They're like, all my tiny sunglasses are in there. All my Matrix outfits. Every single Matrix outfit that I own is in those suitcases.
His clunky boots.
My clunky boots. They are crazy clunky boots. All my Rammstein albums. So it was literally just, you know, all my turtlenecks. I had a lot of stripy shirts, tight shirts with the nipples removed.
Very tight.
Oh, goodness. All in there.
Oh, goodness. You lost it all, huh?
You never see those again.
My alternate belly button piercings.
So much stuff you take with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yep.
So, yeah, they're suing, but it looks like the cruise company says right there in their terms and conditions that there's nothing these people can do.
It must have been,
how loud are you banging?
Where someone is hearing it.
The balcony door
over
open.
The sound of the open sea.
It's crazy.
There was probably a balcony right next
it had to
it
be.
With their, and they're on their balcony, like just hanging out, enjoying the
there's
view.
There's like a dude, there's like a German dude on with hooks in his back, just like, this is ridiculous how loud this sex is.
Oh my God, keep him sound.
I'm trying to relax. And enjoy this cruise of swinging from my back hooks and these crazy bastards all having the loudest sex of all time.
But you're so right, because you had said, you go, wait a second, what were these people doing to freak out other Germans?
It's insanity.
I know.
Some people are trying to swing from hooks peacefully over here. You freaks.
But that's the sound of the open sea.
Right.
And you're hearing...
I've been on a couple of cruises, and I've never heard anything. The only thing you could hear occasionally is if, like, people are above you and they're banging the floor.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm. Then the worst one we were... luckily, they moved us. We had a room. It was underneath the restaurant upstairs.
Oh,
so every time someone moved in a chair or something, it sounds. So I was like, no, we can't stay here. And they luckily, they had another room they could move us. But
yeah, I don't remember. Like I said, I've been on one cruise, first and last. And I don't remember hearing anything, really. I remember having a hard time sleeping. And I remember... Yeah. It being no fun.
My best thigh-high boots, combat boots for Enzo.
It's true. It's true. All your camel pants.
I know. All my camel pants. Everything.
My gosh.
I just think, I mean, if you're going to kick someone off the ship, you got to give them everything they came with. Yeah. You can't just leave their stuff in the room and say, sorry, you're gone.
So, like, what
give them
a
chance to pack.
Yeah, like, what do they say? They're like, we're going to pack it all and we will ship it to wherever you...
They must.
Yeah.
They do that to people that don't make it back on the cruise, like if they're in port.
Oh, so there is like a procedure that they...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we almost did not make it back to the ship once.
Wow.
And we were told that's what would have happened. They would have packed everything up and sent it to you, and they charge you.
Oh, I'm sure. I can't imagine.
It's not like they'll do it as a courtesy. Mm-hmm. You miss the ship and they have to clear out the room. You're charged a cleanup fee and you're charged whatever it costs to ship it back.
Yeah, and there's probably a five-finger discount fee, too.
Oh, yeah.
With all the things. Yeah. Like, I think I'll take that Apple Watch and we don't know what happened.
Yeah. You lost it.
Yeah.
I guess that after their lovemaking, they say they apparently argued very loudly after.
Well, which is really just speaking.
Yeah.
Just Germans having a conversation.
It's House of Goblin.
Yeah.
So
it definitely wasn't a German person next to them.
No.
I lived among
Germans, and they would have the most... If you looked at it and you couldn't hear them, you'd be like, oh, they're having such a peaceful breakfast. But when they ate breakfast outside, they're like, Eben Ryman, Lees and Thorns and Kleepen. And I was like, are they mad? And then they'd be like,
I'm
like, God.
It's very odd.
Goddamn Jerry's.
Yeah.
I'm like, keep it quiet down here, you Jerry's.
My guess is they were next to someone from the UK.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
because I took German for some reason.
And
in school,
bet they were old, too.
Right? And I remember, like, if you had to, you know, recite some stuff to the teacher, I'd have to get angry to really sell it.
Yeah, because it's a lot of,
Ich mache meine Haus und Gaben.
Yeah.
So I'd get in that mindset, and then I would always score the best on those tests, if, you know, they were oral tests, that because I was fired up.
Yeah. When I listen to KMFDM, they sound upset.
They're mad. They're mad.
Yeah.
So Schiff means boat. So mein Schiff is just my boat.
Mm-hmm. My boat.
That's the
name. On my boat.
I'm on my boat. Mein Schiff.
Very crazy. I do. I like the idea. There's just like a dude in like some kind of Hellraiser torture thing. And he's like, these people next to us are rude. They are rude. I'm just trying to sit here in my Iron Maiden.
Shut up!
Jesus.
I will tell you when you can complain.
I will put on my tightest pants and I will go tell the captain on something.
You put on a little captain uniform.
Yeah. I need my cutest of hats.
Yeah. The captain shows up. It's like a latex captain's uniform.
Latex.
Very, very short shorts.
He's like, what's the problem here? I'm the captain.
I'm the captain.
Yep.
Be funny to see. If you've got a little bit of a weird streak in you and some sick days to burn, here's an opportunity. The National Institutes of Health is running a study that'll pay people $3,300 to get the flu on purpose.
Oh.
Mm. They want to monitor the symptoms. So they'll give you a nasal spray so you can infect yourself, and then they'll see what happens.
No, thanks.
That's crazy. $3,300, though. That's not bad.
That's a pretty good deal.
I get sick for free all the time.
Think of all the studies. People do a lot more than that, and they don't get anywhere near as much money.
How much is it?
$3,300.
Sign me up right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
For like 1 week of diet?
No, but you don't know what they're putting in you.
You don't. No, you don't. But you also, you know that that'll be the time you get the flu.
Yeah.
You know, and it'll be on your vacation, so.
It would be, it would suck if they didn't, if they made some kind of mistake and they're like, we kind of accidentally gave you the AIDS spray.
No.
What? Wait a second.
Mixed up the labels.
Why were they beside each other?
Listen, bud, don't freak out.
Why were they beside each other? AIDS and
we had another study going on, okay? We had an intern guy that didn't know how to use a label maker, all right?
Oh, my God.
Here's your $3,300 right there.
No.
Sorry about
the AIDS. You got the AIDS now, but... You know, you signed up. You signed right here. It says, in the event of an oopsie poopsie.
It says, oh, my God, it does.
You did.
It says oopsie poopsie.
You needed that cash, and we got oopsie poopsie coverage. So, intern didn't label things right. We gave you AIDS.
Oh, God. What's Walker, Texas Ranger, here for?
He's about to tell you about your AIDS.
Oh, no.
You know, we tried to be nice about it, brought you a little celebrity kind of thing. We got Walker here to tell you about
it. Hey, Walker.
He's going to tell you he got the AIDS. You sprayed it right up your nose.
You got AIDS.
Skipped all the HIV stuff, too. Full-blown AIDS.
Oh, wow.
Straight to AIDS.
Walker just told me I had AIDS.
As you can see, you know, it is.
I came here for the flu. I got AIDS.
Yep. That's what happens sometimes. People make mistakes.
Oh, boy.
Goodness. But Walker gave you that cowboy.
Yeah, maybe revisit doing the flu study.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Accidentally gave you the AIDS.
It's not anywhere it around burns. Any of our listeners. They're looking in Baltimore, St. Louis, Cincinnati, and Durham, North Carolina. So you'd have to travel to do this anyway.
Yeah.
Don't bother because you could get the old AIDS spray.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe to Dave and Chuck the Freak's daily download and get the Peep Show podcast, Idiot Criminal of the Day, and more all in one place. Sign up now at DaveandChuckTheFreak.com.
All right, if you've ever busted a worker doing something in your house that they shouldn't have been doing, reach out to us. 1-855-954-6969, toll free, 1-855-954-6969. We have two stories here. One about a couple catching a contractor doing something in their house, and another where the contractor actually caught the homeowner. But first, we'll start in Massachusetts. The case of a Framingham contractor who police say was caught on video having sex with a pillow dressed in a woman's outfit from her house.
As you do.
Is back in court. 65-year-old Alphonse Boudreau was charged with indecent exposure and destruction of property. As a Canadian citizen, his last known address, he was living in Framingham with a girlfriend and trying to figure everything out here, but he was working on this couple's home while they were on vacation. They had security cameras. Mm. When they came back from vacation, they checked the camera feeds, and they had seen this guy having sex with a pillow. The pillow had three sets of the wife's underwear on it, and he was wearing some of her clothes while banging the pillow.
Hmm.
Quite an urge.
Yeah.
Alphonso Boudreau.
Alphonse Boudreau. The videos were sent to police. He did it at least twice, they discovered.
Oh, man.
He then came into the police station, admitted to it all. He claimed to put the underwear back in the drawer after he did his dirty.
Oh.
The victims told police that it cost them about $460 in trash bedding and underwear and $350 to clean the carpet in their room, which was also soiled.
Oopsie daisy.
That's gross.
I would never let a contractor in while I was on vacation. I've not home.
No.
Ever.
You're pretty good about that though. Like you're like just stick to your deal, you know. You always gotta sort of watch what's going on. I can't even imagine giving someone free rein.
In your house? It's crazy.
No way.
But you know what?
Unless it was like a massive renovation.
See, but that's the thing. A lot of times, you know, you'll have something big done and you have to live somewhere else for a little bit. You know?
I feel like if I had a house and it was all like I had contractors and they'd always just see me like half my face looking in through the door.
Nah, man.
Just that
peering around the wall.
Yeah. Just
like
half of my face.
Yeah.
My dad, if we ever need some stuff done around the house, I'll call my dad to be there if it's during the day. Obviously, we can't be there. And my dad follows them from room to room. Like, good he does him. Not leave yeah, their side, yeah. right? Yeah. I'll come home. My dad's upstairs sitting in the bedroom watching them work. I'm like, Dad, are you all right there?
I always fight, like, an urge whenever anyone's doing something. So, like, if a cable guy's over or, you know, whatever, is carpet cleaner, I don't care what it is. I feel like I need to hang out with them.
Well, the one
like,
time
I got to talk to them.
The one time I had those cleaning people over, I was like, I'm going to go take a nap, you do your thing or whatever. Yeah. And I walked out and the lady had dipped out and only had stacked magazines.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
I was like, what else?
Because you weren't half-walling them.
Yeah, I should have half-walled them.
Yeah.
I would have creepily half-walled them. They would have got it done.
Yeah.
So in addition to the financial burden caused by this guy, they say they've been emotionally affected by his behavior of desecrating their personal property in a depraved sexual manner. They've been unable to sleep in that bedroom since, they said in court.
Well.
So this guy's out on his own personal recognizance. He's required to stay away from these people and their property.
I'll be fine.
He won't be back in court until next year, they say. And there's a picture of the guy.
Yeah.
It's your, like, intimate, you know, your underwear and your pillow.
Yeah, two of my favorite things.
I was just going to say that.
A few of Chuck's favorite things. What are your two
love my pillow.
Things?
Love my underwear.
My underwear and my pillow are the two things
like
I love most.
It's the two
things
I'm...
Yeah.
Items.
They're super close to you.
Yep. Yeah.
One's on your genitals, one's on your face.
Right.
Some of the
and I have some
stuff
fancy
I spend the most time with.
My lingerie, if anybody would have known that to my lingerie.
Yeah, because that's what I would take out. I would take out your lingerie.
Exactly, my stripy lingerie.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice like, ones.
Wow,
you're not
these
doing
are nice.
The nasty ones.
Yeah, no, those are $20 a pair.
Not the normal ones. I want to see some sheen.
So have you busted a worker doing something in your house they shouldn't have been? Or are you a worker, you busted a customer doing something? We'll get to the customer story in a second here. First, Justin's in Tampa. Hey, man, how are you?
Good, yourself?
Good. What have you seen?
So I used to do Cape Cod insulation back in the day, and they were just notorious heroin users. So we would catch guys all the time nodding out in attics, crawl spaces. I even went into the gutter division at one point, and they would just be doing it right out in front of the driveway, just, you know, nodding out right in front of the trucks.
Oh, my God. You guys got to stop doing heroin. God damn it.
No more heroin.
Yeah. That's sad. You shouldn't have to tell people that, but I guess you do. Someone sent us an email saying, in college, we had a worker come to work on our bathroom. Not thinking, I said, hey, can you please be quiet because my girlfriend's still sleeping.
Oh, sure. I can be real quiet.
I can't wait to meet your girlfriend.
15 minutes later, while I'm in the kitchen, I saw him opening the bedroom door trying to catch a peek.
Mm.
I told him to get out immediately.
Oh, that sucks because you really want that work done, you know?
Yeah.
I'd be like, hey, stop.
Close the door. Please. Continue on with your work. I don't want to have to reschedule.
Sleeping, you say.
Yeah.
Oh, man, be drilling.
Oh, you caught me drilling holes in the wall.
Oh, boy. Again.
I do have a periscope, yes. George in Shelby Township, something similar happened to you. Is that right? A worker in your house?
We a few years ago, we had a really bad storm, and we had to replace the roof on our house. And we thought that the workers were all done for the day, so my old lady goes into the bathroom to do her business. And she, while she's sitting on the toilet all in a compromised position, she looks up, and there's these three little sunburned workers just staring at her through the skylight.
Hello!
oogling her naughty bit.
Oh,
and
my.
She freaked out and ran out of the bathroom, came into the living room where I was sitting, and I'm like, what's wrong? And she goes, man, those workers were staring at me to the skylight. They were looking at my bits. And I was like, oh, heck no. So I went outside, and I called those guys down. I was like, you get off my roof, and you never come back. You know, I contacted the contractor who was not on the site, and he was livid. And the very next day, we had a whole new team of workers.
Oh, you couldn't hear them up on the roof? Usually you can hear.
Well, you know, were they doing work on the roof?
I mean, even if they're walking around usually. But
I mean, if you have roofers at the same time, still. If you know you're doing any kind of roof work.
And you have a sunlight.
You can't get nude.
Up on the roof, Dobbs Peak, peak, peak. I see your vagina. Look at that.
So that's the, probably like one guy was like, oh my God. And then he called his like buddies over, right?
Of course.
Come see this.
I'm sorry, but you
got to look at this here.
If I was on a roof and it was hot, I'm looking for just any little bit of joy.
You're not peeking in a customer's skylight.
I'm up there.
I'm up there, and she knows where
you,
we are.
If you know I'm on your roof and you're nude underneath your skylight, I'm assuming that you're putting a show on.
Yeah, what are you doing?
What are you doing? You're putting a show on.
Yeah, I got to get shades for those skylights.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
they make those?
Oh, I don't even know.
I have them.
Yeah. No, I didn't know that they even had those.
Mm-hmm. You probably need them now with drones flying around.
Oh, yeah. That's a great
the
idea,
Buffalo
by the
Bill,
way.
Bill drone movie.
That's a great idea.
Wow. Voice-changing technology. Anonymous in Rhode Island. We're talking about busting a worker doing something in your house they should not have been doing.
Yeah. So we heard a couple of guys up on the roof, and we... My husband and I sprang to our feet. We ran outside. We're like, can we help you? It was the middle of the day on a Saturday afternoon last year. And we go outside and they're like, oh, we're here to fix your roof. I go, no, we didn't. That's not us. And it must be. It was another house across the street. So they kind of gave us a weird look and an attitude. And, you know, so they went across the street. And sure enough, it was the other street, the other house. And then I'm looking at him because I really got a kind of a bad vibe. So he opened the door of his truck on facing our front yard in our really narrow street, and he's peeing. Well, he's got to pee. So I guess he didn't have a bathroom and he didn't want to ask anybody. So he peed, and I go, oh my, I had it on my cell phone, and I went across the street to the guys that are hiring these people to do the roof. I go, look, you know, there's a person here. They jumped on our roof and they went on your roof. I don't want them here peeing in my yard while I'm at work. Like, I don't want them here. Like, I was just kind of mad.
It's weird that they just hop up on a roof. They wouldn't make contact with anyone inside first.
Yeah, knock at the door.
But you just roll right up to the roof.
Stuff like this does happen all the time. You ever had someone cut your lawn mysteriously?
No.
Oh, I've never been that lucky.
No. So I've had my lawn just cut. So the people address. That rolled up to do one of the neighbors, because, you know, I don't have any of that stuff.
Got it wrong.
They got it wrong and cut the grass, which is a win.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Something like that
is
okay.
A win.
Except for the person that they didn't cut.
Yeah, exactly. You know, well, the thing is, I think they realize it and they have to do it anyway. They came
back. Yeah, someone calls and say, hey, no one showed up to cut my lawn today.
They're like, jeez.
That's crazy. That's real lucky.
Yeah, I think it's happened twice.
Someone texted saying that they caught a contractor going through all their drawers looking for jewelry. They only knew about it because he was caulking some tile in the bathroom, but was stupid enough to go through the drawers with it on his hands. So left it all in the drawer.
Jeez.
Needless to say, he was fired. No, that's bad. So this is the reverse, though. This is a worker catching a customer. This guy said, please keep me anonymous. So Friday, get a call for fall maintenance at a house. Go to the house. Going through the unit, checking everything out, make sure everything works properly. Find something that isn't wired correctly. Walk out to the van to grab the right tools. Walk back into the basement. The lady's husband is standing down there in the basement looking at a pic of a coochie going to town on his donger. He thought the service technician left and didn't wait more than a minute to log on to the computer to look at dirty pics to beat off to.
Yeah.
My coworker scrambled for his bag of tools, and the husband ran into the bathroom saying the S word and the F word a lot the whole way.
Once I think you're done, if I've been waiting a couple hours,
especially if they're like internet workers or something,
get out.
You think you're alone?
You better knock loud.
I'm alone now.
They say moral of the story: make sure guys working in your house are truly gone.
Well, yeah,
before you do anything. Mm. That's embarrassing. Even as a worker, God, you wouldn't want to see a guy jerking it. Like, that's the last thing you'd want to have to go, oh, sorry. Like, you don't want that encounter.
You should just assume, though, whenever you've left a man alone in a room,
he's going to jerk
it. If you have to go back in, he's probably jerking it. So you have
exactly.
to. Like, if right now me and you were just talking and you left the room and you were going to come back in real quick because you forgot your bang.
I knock first.
You should be like, well,
yeah.
At least in your head, you should be like, Chuck could be doing something.
I knock.
Right.
I said, Chuck.
Oh, hey.
Chuck.
Come in. Get decent.
Yeah.
Make sure you're decent.
I am.
Now, Jeff's in Boston. You caught a customer doing something, right?
Yeah. So I do lawn care, doing fertilizer, all that good stuff. I was doing a lawn. I looked in their back door, the sliding door, and I see one of my favorite customers. He has his wife bent over the table, and he just gives me a look and a thumbs up, and I keep doing my job.
Wow. I think, Jeff, he wanted you to see him.
Shut the shades or whatever.
And he knew you were there.
Yeah.
You don't give a thumbs up. I mean, you may have, luckily you weren't asked inside.
No, not yet.
You know what he wanted to do with that thumb.
Old Tom Thumb.
Yeah, he'll give you Old Tom Thumb. Come on in here, young lawn man. Let's do a
see where this thumb can go.
Yeah.
Someone said, did hardwood flooring for years. I moved an attractive female homeowner's washer and dryer and just found a pair of pink panties. Naturally, I threw them over my coworker's head. Right at that exact moment, the door swings open.
Oh, the husband walks
in to see how things are going.
Jeez.
I've got her pink panties on my head.
Worst.
I am wearing your wife's panties, yes. On my face.
Oh, my God.
At first, I thought it was like a funny superhero, and I've gotten carried away with...
This looks weird, I know.
It's not what it looks like.
Just a joke.
They're just jokes. I was saying,
if I walk into a room and a worker's wearing my wife's panties on his face,
you would punch him probably.
It's going to get bad.
I don't know what. And I don't know what you do because it's such a weird, what a weird scenario.
You don't have that happen when you're half walling them.
Exactly.
You're like, hey, well, you didn't get away from the panties. Don't you put those on your face.
I'm half walling them.
I'm half walling you guys.
Half facing you guys the entire time.
Yep.
So we're talking about catching workers doing something in your house or the workers catching the customers doing something. Let's go next to this guy. Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
You caught a customer.
I was walking up to a house one day. I had some electricians to do a job. And I walk up, and they gave me a key. So they wanted me to just walk in because they thought the guy wasn't home.
Yeah.
But I always knock. I always knock first.
Smart.
So I knock, and then I look inside the window and see if anybody's coming, and I see a TV's on, and it's this girl getting it from behind on the TV. I'm like, oh, my God. As soon as it was already too late, I already knocked. So the guy answers the door. Mm. He's all sweaty.
Shake my hand.
Oh, no.
Nice to meet you. I was
I forgot to mention, it was in a trailer park, too, so it just made it all that much worse. Oh,
so do you continue the work, or do you leave?
No, we had to get the job done. So the guy was sitting there the whole time, and he was trying to play it off. Like, he's like, oh, yeah, I'm just here temporarily. My wife left me, so I'm here, and I'm just trying to make ends meet. And I was just like, all right, dude.
I don't need to know about you and your business.
Right. Yeah. Just trying to make ends meet. Just been living there.
Just watching dirty stuff.
Y'all caught me at a real unfortunate moment there, and I had stolen the Wi-Fi of my neighbor. I was watching some pornography. Yep. I didn't know you saw it.
Porno. This guy says, I work in the alarm industry. If people try and follow me around like that, I like to fart loudly.
Well, I'll fire you immediately if you fart loudly.
Yeah, that's not going to get you business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's a million security companies.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Competition these days.
Get out of here, squeaky ass, I'd say.
Bye.
Bye.
Squeaky ass.
A half walled, I know you farted. My purpose. You get out of here, you're fired.
I'm half sniffing over here.
Yeah. All right, nostril caught that one. You get out of here.
Steve's in Boston. Steve, did you catch a worker, or are you a worker that caught a customer?
I caught one of my workers.
Okay, what happened?
So we're doing this job in Dorchester, and it's a three family, and there were other contractors on the job. So one of the guys pulls me over and says, "Hey, Steve, you got to check this out." And a few of my other guys were there with me. He said, at 2:30 every day, like clockwork, in the back door, this woman in behind, who lived one house behind, she would have her sliding door open, her window, and she'd be over there at 2:30 with a huge vibrator, you know, doing her business and having fun. She knew everyone was watching, too. Yeah. So about 3 days later, I come back, and I leave some of my guys on the job, one guy, and I go back in the afternoon because we're finishing up, punch list. I go back. Where is he? I can't find him. Fred, where are you? And I'm going up. I find him. I go in the pantry of the kitchen, the second floor. There he is in the pantry. I'll sweat. It was awesome, yeah.
All right, dude.
So that lady, she's just a filthy little lady.
Well, yeah.
She's putting on her daily show.
Right.
Your whoring's riling up my workers.
And unfortunately, I think that these guys, there's at least enough stories out there of these shows that women put on, that when they see something, they think it is a show. So they will stand around and watch, you know, even if someone has made a mistake, you know.
Yeah, that lady didn't seem like she was making mistakes.
No, she wasn't. No. But like if the skylight chick made a mistake and got nude underneath the skylight, those guys are going to watch. Like, they're going to watch. Well, there's too many stories.
That's what this guy said. He said, "I'm a tree trimmer for the utility company. I couldn't tell you how many times I've seen women through skylights and upstairs windows."
Right.
Because he's always knowing someone's on the
roof. Up there in a bucket. Yeah. Right.
Or yeah,
he's
close
looking
by.
Right through the sun thing.
Yeah.
Russell, you caught a contractor doing something.
Yes, sir, I did.
What happened?
I was working for this one contractor out of South Carolina, and we were working on this couple's home. And the room I was painting in, he left his cell phone in there. And when it was ringing, I ran in there to take it to him. And there he was sitting in the middle of the couch, pleasing himself.
Oh, man.
Oh, goodness. Yeah,
trying to be nice, trying to give him that phone call.
you saw way more than you needed to.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, exactly.
He's gone, right? He's fired.
Actually, he fired me a couple weeks after that. We were on another job, and he kept picking on me, and I said, "Knock it off, or I'll say something you won't like." And he kept it up, and I said, "All right, Spanky," and he fired me right there.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, that poor customer never knew then.
Yeah.
So he got, was just a coworker that he got, and nothing.
Yeah.
That couch was soiled and violated.
See, that's a half wallet, man. Somebody's just going to put their naked butt on there. On your couch.
Yeah.
Oh. Jerk off.
Either you know the people well enough to know they wouldn't do anything, or you've got to keep an eye on them.
If you knew that a contractor naked butted your couch, do you throw it away or do you just get it cleaned? Do you just
some Febreze and Lysol?
Yeah, like I thought Lisa would be like the full.
Yeah, Lisa might
burn
it. Away.
Burn it.
Like, I get it professionally cleaned, I think.
Yeah.
Burn it to the grave.
I mean, it depends what they did. If they just sat on it.
Right.
But if there was say moon on it, that's different. I could never.
It's tough to be tough to like not associate your couch with what had happened to it.
Just put a towel down and sit on the towel so you forget about anything happening.
I don't want to treat a couch in my house like a hotel couch.
Just put a towel down, you sit on it, and then a week or so goes by, and you'll forget all about it.
You'll just slowly forget to bring the towel.
You'll never forget. You'll never forget.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.